We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking here today with Scott Holsoff and Josh Schneider. They are the principals at Manhattan Catholic Schools and Flint Hills Christian Schools, respectively. And, well, we're kind of getting into the, kind of getting to the last leg of the school year. What, anything specific here you want to talk about?
Sure, Brandon. We're honored to be able to host the National History Bee Regionals this year. They will be March 21st. It's a Saturday. Typically, we go to Kansas City or Wichita, but National History Bee, they're going to let us host the event and put it on. It's going to be fantastic. So there'll be between 300 and 500 contestants coming to Manhattan Catholic Schools to compete, and all their families. So good exposure for our school and Manhattan in general. So we're excited to announce that. With our STREAM program, we're going to have a science fair. It is February 21st, next Friday. The K-State science students will come and judge like they always do, and then we'll have the awards on the 22nd, about 10:30. So STREAM is very important to us, and this year we're going to have a STREAM night, and that's March 19th. So the kids get to share what they've learned and have activities for all families to come together and play, just expose the parents to what Patsy Johnson's STREAM program has done and what the science teachers have done in the classroom.
Now, I'm going to get back to the history bee here for just a second. Yeah. That sounds amazing. First of all, I love spelling bees, history bees, anything like that. Where will you hold that? Will it be at your gym?
We'll have both buildings. We'll have all the classrooms set up for the competitions. And the gym will have a cafeteria set up for lunch and concessions. And the Lucky Gym will have for all the contestants and families and stuff to gather to give them the rules and maps of the competition rooms and the whole kit and caboodle. So it's going to be exciting. Typically, we have, the last 3 years, we've had 40 of our 4th through 8th graders qualify, but when we go to Kansas City and Wichita, it's been on our spring break, so we've only taken 10. But every year, for 7 years, we've qualified a minimum of 4 students, up to 9, I think, 1 year, to go to nationals. Nationals this year are in Chicago.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a fun time for a lot of those students. Do you need any volunteers to help with anything?
Yeah, they're going to ask our teachers to moderate, and then I approach PTO about volunteering for concessions and parking and so on and so forth. So,
All right. How about you, Josh? Can you top that?
Maybe. I'll let the listeners decide. Probably not, I guess. I'm just going home. No, I wanted to talk about our website refresh. This happened over a couple weeks ago, and we're really excited. If you go to flinthillschristianschool.org or fhcsks.org or just Google us, it might be easier for you, but one of our strategic priorities this school year has been communication. We want to deepen our ability to be able to communicate with our constituents as well as just the community here in Manhattan. We want people to know about what's going on at our school, what we're about, our values, our mission, our strategic priorities for the future, and we've got a strategic plan that envisions what 2030 is going to look like. That seems really far away from now, but it's flying by, and we're already in 2020. It seems like that sounds like such a futuristic date to me, 2020. But I would just encourage listeners to go and see our website, and I would even say, if you're looking for a school, go to the admissions page. If you are more of just wanting to know what's going on at Flint Hills Christian School, I would say take a look at the Vision 2030 page or the FHCS difference page. Those are great ways to learn about who we are.
It's got some great statistics. I've got the website pulled up here. It's very user-friendly, which is always nice, and a lot of pictures. I think, you know, there's something to be said about photos on a website.
Absolutely, and, you know, our homepage, if you go to it, you'll see a picture of some of our students, which I love that picture. It just, the smiles on their faces, and the one in the middle is kind of an interesting smile, but yet, you know, it's just a candid, kind of organic picture. It wasn't planned, but so anyways, yeah, the pictures of students is really important because it's their school.
Right. Well, it's wonderful that you were able to do that and get that revamped. That was a recent addition here.
Yeah. Although it's been maybe 5 months of work, at least, that just finally kind of climaxed here just a couple of weeks ago. We were able to migrate the website over.
Very cool. Well, that's a fun new thing here for Flint Hills Christian School. I know you got we got Lent just around the corner. Do you have anything going on with Lent?
We do. We have Shrove Tuesday coming up, and it's our annual pancake dinner. So that is February 25th. It'd be in the Utopia Room at St. Thomas More. Ash Wednesday is February 26th. So we celebrate that night with our pancake feed. It starts at 4, Knights of Columbus from St. Thomas More will cook up the pancakes, and it's always a wonderful event, very busy, but to help support Manhattan Catholic Schools. So that's coming up real quick.
Yeah.
And we have Grandparents' Day, February 28th, Friday, February 28th. It looks like over 90% of our kids' grandparents are going to be joining us that day for Mass at 9 o'clock at $7. Then they'll go to their rooms and see what the kids have done. We'll have our book fair going on that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Grandparents love buying books for the kids, so it's always a good event. We get out at 11 o'clock that day, so we'll start school, have Mass, see the rooms, talk to the grandparents, have book fair, leave at 11, but book fair will still go on in the afternoon. But wonderful event.
You know, that is a memory that will stick with you forever if you're the child. I still remember going to kindergarten, and I took my great-grandpa with me to Grandparents' Day, actually, and he died a few years later. But I still remember that because we had just moved, and my grandparents lived on the other side of the state, but he lived over there, and my great-grandpa came out and hung out with me for the day when I was in kindergarten at recess. So it's a great memory for kids.
We send out invitations. We've got them coming from East Coast and West Coast this year. Grandparents are flying in. And
wow.
Yeah. It's great.
That's impressive.
It is.
Oh, wonderful. Well, good stuff here. I don't know, does Flint Hills Christian School do anything with Lent?
No, we don't. But, I was thinking Grandparents' Day. We have a Grandparents' Day back in the fall. We've already had it. But what an opportunity and what a gift grandparents are. I'm speaking very personally here. I know that not all kids get an opportunity to have grandparents, and, you know, that's hard. But grandparents are extremely important in the life of their grandchildren.
Yeah, definitely so. Well, we got just a few minutes left here. I'll give you an opportunity here to promote yourself a little bit. Why choose your school here as you look forward to the next school year?
Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, a number of things. I know that for our school, when people think of the words private school, I think they automatically, there might be some words that come to mind, and that's just general concepts of what they might think a private school is. One of them might be that it's just too expensive for me. But I just wanted to mention that our school is very affordable, In fact, we have financial aid as well for families who are in need. So I just wanted to make sure that that is communicated, that, you know, come check us out. Don't let that stop families from coming into our doors, taking a tour. And that's one thing that we offer anytime. I'm happy to walk and do a personalized tour with any family that is even thinking about coming to the school. We'll take them to the classrooms. We'll let them meet teachers. All they have to do is call up the school office and make an appointment. But, you know, it comes down to the faith-based, you know, our mission as a school, and if that's a right fit for a family. Of course, we want it to be mutually a good fit, but we, you know, one of the things that we want to make sure that families know about our school is that we, you know, we have exceptional faculty who they care deeply about the students. We want to have meaningful conversations that allow students to take risks. We're not trying to indoctrinate them. We're trying to get them to think for themselves and think deeply as human beings about who they are, who God is. So,
all right.
I concur.
Okay.
We're schools of choice, and choice is good for Manhattan. And if you look at the academics that we both schools have, they're pretty good.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you coming out here. Josh, you as well, and we'll talk to you again down the road here on In Focus. It's always good to catch up with what's going on in Manhattan Catholic Schools and Flint Hills Christian School. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That'll do it here for In Focus today. Also, want to say thanks to Dr. Robert Smith. Had some great stuff on the Fort Riley Museum, which is currently under renovation. If you missed any of that interview or this interview, we'll have it up on our website, newsradiokman.com, here in just a bit. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we'll have Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital, and Jack Alston from EcoDevo. He's the director there in Pottawatomie County.